We have a warning for the next few seconds. We're going to be talking about the pretty shockingly violent reactions to bath salts, which aren't bath salts at all. They're synthetic drugs. But they're suspected in that bizarre crime in Miami where a naked 31-year-old man attacked a homeless man and began, and there's no other way to say it, eating his face, only stopping when he was shot dead by police. All right, we're done with that part. But the point is, while that may have been the most high-profile incident involving bath salts, it's not the only one. Reporter Melanie Haken has been following all of this. She joins us from Berkeley, California. And Melanie, just to be clear, we are not talking here about the bath salts that you buy for your bath.
Right. No, completely different substances, no relationship at all except the name.
Are they legal?
The government and states are rushing to illegalize them, get them off the market, but it's a complicated process, and the underground chemists that make these are trying to stay one step ahead of the law. They were legal until this fall in most places, and starting in the fall, the FDA put an emergency ban on three of the active ingredients. There are several different ingredients, so it all gets very complicated.
Well, and as you say, they try to get around laws by saying things like not for consumption by humans.
Exactly.
They're packaged like real bath salts. They're bright colored, sometimes sold under brand names like Ivory Wave or plant food, because they look a little bit like that green plant food. Why are they so frightening?
Well, they're stimulants. They're in some ways very similar to meth or cocaine. They're very strong amphetamine-like stimulants. But because they're synthetic and each one is slightly different, they cause a lot of very unpredictable effects in the body, and they also seem to affect different people differently. They can cause paranoia, paranoid delusions, hallucinations. People seem to behave under the influence in ways that they're just absolutely unbelievable. There's report after report from law enforcement saying that they're seeing people just do absolutely bizarre things.
Well, you list some of the reports. In California, two 15-year-olds fell violently ill and developed holes in their lungs. In Colorado, another young man was strangled accidentally by friends. They were trying to restrain him after he became violent. I mean, what are some of the other stories?
In upstate New York, a woman who was high on bath salts, no one quite knows what she was doing, but she was lying on the floor with her 3-year-old child, basically beating the child to death. And when the police intervened, she jumped up, started running around naked. They had to pepper spray her and taser her to try to subdue her. And she died of cardiac arrest after being tasered. So it was, you know, every possible tragedy you could imagine.
Well, starting with the child dying, and you have other
exactly.
stories. You say the distinction between, you know, bath salts and some other drugs that are hallucinogenic is that these can, and other drugs can as well, but it seems like these seem to lead to almost psychotic breaks.
That does seem to be what's happening. There's a huge amount of discussion and arguing amongst experts. You know, some people are arguing about the term hallucinogenic versus delusional, but it really doesn't matter. It's clear that this is making people have very strange visions or ideas. There was also a man in West Virginia who was found wandering around in lingerie and having stabbed a goat. You know, whether it's a hallucination like you'd have with LSD or whether it's a paranoid delusion, I don't think it really matters. People are seeing, hearing, and doing things that they would never do otherwise.
Well, you say it's nowhere near the real drug epidemic in the U.S., which is oxycodone, the second highest cause of accidental death in the U.S. behind car accidents. But what is scary, what you and officials find scary about bath salts is that it's come on so quick.
We're talking about something that even drug and addiction officials have really only known about for about a year and a half, 2 years. So, you know, new, not a lot known, but the drugs are extremely easy to obtain. They appeal to really young people because you can get them so easily. And also, again, it's very hard to keep up with them. They're mostly coming out of China. Some are coming out of Europe. The minute the FDA outlaws one chemical, the underground chemists make a small change and come up with a new one, which hasn't been technically banned yet.
Well, it's interesting because it was first formulated in France in the 1920s, and then it sort of went away, and it came back in Israel for a while. As you said, it's mostly imported now from China and Europe, but the, you know, the fear is it's only a matter of time before American drug cookers start making their own. And so lawmakers are trying to include it in existing law, along with another drug we just wanted you to touch on. It's called K2, or spice. It's a synthetic form of marijuana. Again, you can find it in head shops and places because people think, oh, it's harmless, but it's not.
No, it's explained to people as being synthetic pot. I think what's really freaky about it is it really isn't at all. It causes, you know, some of the same symptoms that a bad experience with pot might cause. I mean, some people say that marijuana makes them paranoid. But in this case, it's acute anxiety, acute paranoia, panic attacks, hallucinations. And then there's a physical experience where the heart goes into a faster beat. The breathing speeds up. You can even have tremors or seizures. And it can trigger a heart attack, and it has in a few cases. So it's also triggered panic attacks that have led people to suicide. There have been quite a number of suicides associated with spice.
Well, so we know lawmakers in the Senate have attached this to a bill. It's been sent to the House. What's the sense that this ban will be passed?
Oh, I absolutely think it will be, with the amount of public attention. The problem is, though, that it's not just banning, it's enforcement. And that's what I'm hearing is not happening. A very young man emailed me from Muncie, Indiana, to tell me that he knew of four different convenience and tobacco shops in his town where he could just walk in and buy this stuff anytime he wanted. There's two other problems. One is the testing has to catch up, and one is to somehow make a more overall ban as opposed to just banning the individual chemicals, because the chemists can get ahead of that.
That's Melanie Haken, a health reporter who's written for a number of publications, but we'll link you to her article at Forbes.com about bath salts and so-called spice. We'll link it here now.org. Melanie Haken, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And a quick heads up about tomorrow. The Supreme Court could rule as soon as Thursday on President Obama's health care reform. Tomorrow, we'll get a primer. What happens if the whole thing is thrown out or only parts? So there's a heads up. But if you really want to be in the know, for instance, see pictures from my swimming field trip this afternoon with author Lynn Scherr. Can't wait. We're going. Go to Facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio. Click the like button. You will always get the alerts. You're listening to Here and Now.